Hello, everyone. It's Monday afternoon. We're waiting for the rain to come. It's supposed to rain the rest of the week. They keep postponing the starting, which is okay. Allowed me to get the animal chores done this morning at the farmhouse. And, yeah, otherwise it's a typical Monday office day. Okay, so you see the group there for the retreat, that was a Friday picture, so it had a few extra people who had come in for that day, a number of them. And so then the numbers, I don't remember, I don't know the exact numbers, but we were usually about 35 counting team, something like that. And so it was a good group, and I'll talk about the retreat a little bit more. First of all, yesterday we had a completely different format for the service, since it was Resurrection Sunday. In the devotional, the morning devotional, I had a time with David Bell, and we commented a little bit about some of our resurrection favorites in terms of scenes in the Bible. And then we gave a recap or summary of the retreat. And then at church, we had a fuller breakfast and a longer breakfast fellowship time. And then we had one long service about 90 minutes by the time it was done. And it included, we read most of 1 Corinthians 15, various people. We sang, some of the classic hymns between those. And then David Bell brought an excellent message, salvation message on the resurrection and the gospel, and very good. And then everyone else had left on Saturday from the retreat. It ended Saturday afternoon. Except for David and his group. They had come up in a van, eight of them. So they left right after the service and got back last night. So the apologetics retreat, Clint has already mentioned that. The program itself went very, very well. We had a few issues with the YouTube online, the live feed. We got them solved, mainly on the third session, which was actually my first archaeology session, it was basically failed. But then we were able to find a solution for it, and for the rest of it, then it went well. So we think we have a permanent solution for that. The problem is the farmhouse, those of you who have been there, has walls that are anywhere from 2 feet to a foot thick of rock. And we don't have a good signal anyway up there in the valley. So anyway, it's just a big issue. But I think we found a company that has a fairly strong signal and it's going to work for the future, which is great, because I really want all the rest of our intensive institutes and everything to be able to be live streamed. So I'm working, getting all of those videos trimmed, and they're uploaded already, but then titled and the descriptions and links and all kinds of stuff, a bunch of stuff to do after the retreat, and making some good progress on that, and hope to have the web page, this is all in Spanish, of course, the web page completely full for anyone to go to right now and actually be able to watch and follow all of the sessions in order and with a notebook and everything if they wanted to. So we had 7 teaching sessions. I think I mentioned these before. Various subjects, David Bell, myself, Mike, David, and Danny. And then on the last, on Saturday morning, we had a question and answer session where we had asked them if they had any Bible questions to give them to us. And then we would try and give a good answer to those on Saturday. So we did that. We got four good questions and dealt with those on kind of a panel kind of setting. And so, praise the Lord, it was an excellent retreat. The spirit was wonderful. Everyone was so cooperative and helpful, and yeah, it was an excellent, excellent retreat. Very, very short, obviously, from Thursday afternoon to Saturday at noon, but already people are asking about the next and when and how long can we make it, whatever. So we have plenty of topics to tackle. We had some good surprises there. David did a good session on, David, our son, did a good session on historical Jesus, and I learned a bunch on that. I knew some stuff about it, but definitely hadn't delved into it as much as he did. And then Danny, with all of his gizmos and creations and inventions and technology, gave us one interesting session with all kinds of high-tech illustrations, basically pointing out how information cannot be created naturally. It you never go from a little bit of information to more information and intelligence. There has to be a more intelligent being behind any intelligence. And so he had all kinds of illustrations. I mean, any signs of intelligence, like writing and things like that. So it was pretty interesting. And Mike did a good job. David Bell did an excellent job as well. And so everybody's home now, and seem to be happy and have benefited from it. We had two elderly men there. We had a huge mix this time, as in they came from different parts of the country, and they were a huge age span. We had a couple of elderly gentlemen, wonderful, wonderful men, love the Lord, and this were a great example. And then we had four married couples. Three of them were young married couples, and then any number of singles as well. So it was an interesting but very good mix. Then Tete and the ladies did a phenomenal job with the food. And let's see here. Mimi returns on Saturday. She's having a ball with the grandkids, and they are enjoying her and trying to get her to stay longer. And so I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to send four videos right after this, so you can, if you don't have time, just skip them. A couple of them are very, very short. But one will be of the church singing yesterday. Juan got some. I thought it was pretty neat. So you can listen to us singing a chorus at church. And then the second one, if I put them in this order, is Bea, the young lady that has been learning flute with Mimi. Well, Mimi's gone, but she's right there by the piano playing away. So I took a little clip of her playing. She's actually having to transpose as well. And just doing a great job. I'm so happy to see her being faithful and excited about, you know, being a part of the music there. So, and then let me see. Oh yeah, those of you who have been to the farmhouse know that we always call to the meals by singing. We start singing and everybody comes. As soon as they hear the singing, they come running. And so I got not everybody coming. They were already there, but we were singing before a meal. If you like a Spanish song, oh, I guess the first one is two. And then the last one is a brief little video outside, and the cuckoo birds are back. They come every spring, leave in the fall, and if you listen carefully, you should be able to hear them. They were calling back and forth to each other. So I'll leave it at that. Y'all have a great week. God bless you, and hope you had a wonderful Easter.